after weeks of debate, were Satan's fingers and the killers and the hospital bombers. Jeff and Cyrus believed in their hearts they were headed for stage lights and Lear jets and fortune and fame. So in script that made prominent use of a pentagram, they stenciled their drumheads and guitars with their names. And this was how Cyrus got sent to the school where they told him he'd never be famous. And this was why Jeff, in the letters he'd write to his friend, helped develop a plan to get even. When you punish a person for dreaming his dream, don't expect him to thank or forgive you. The best ever death metal band out of Denton will in time both outpace and outlive you. Hail Satan!
Best ever death metal band from Denton, Texas. The Whirlpool left you with the flaming lips. I'm Bill. This is WMFO. Here is Girlpool.
Standing next to you.
That's No Vacation. It's called Beach Bummer, California Uber Alice from Dead Kennedys, and Before the World Was Big by Girlpool. The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. This is Gold Dust by Duster.
If you met her, you would love her. If you met her, you would love her. If you met her, you would love her. If you met her.
If you met her, that's Pale Hound from Western Mass. MBV, Drive It All Over Me, and the instrumental from Duster called Gold Dust. Okay, I'm Bill, your DJ till 10, toasty time at 10. Dance Music Express at 11, WMFO Wednesday. Here's the dismemberment plan.
Pop open a bottle of bubbly. Yeah. Here's to another goddamn new year. And outside, 2 million drunk Bostonians are getting ready to sing Auld Lang Syne out of tune. I sit there in my easy chair, looking at the clouds, orange with celebration. No wonder if you're out there. Hey, the ice of Boston is muddy and reflects no light. Midday or night, and I slip on it every time. Open the third bottle of bubbly. Yeah, and I take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "All fine, Mom! How's Washington?" Party line is, I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh! Reflects no light midday or night, and I slip on it
Charlie Bliss, rock and roll, maybe rock. The Eurogliders with a minor hit from 1984 called Heaven Must Be There. The Dismemberment Plan did The Ice of Boston, and I swear to God or whatever that I am playing that song, that I played that song because it's a good song, and not because of the conditions on the sidewalks today. That would be bad DJing. Throwing it out there. Here is Detroit Grand Poobahs on MFO.
Take your ass, take your boogie. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Yeah.
that's The Hussy with Erase Her. Their record is called Looming. Cocteau Twins with Ice Blink Luck from 090, and Detroit Grand Poobahs with the futuristic funk plasticine Gene. This is Love Too Fast by Steve Lacy.
I swear to something. Not again, not again, no, not again.
Fuck. Why is falling love so hard, so hard? I think I just put it clean. Based on the patterns I've been studying on myself, I've been doing scientific research, and I think that I should just take this a little slower. You know, I've learned a lot from experience, and, you know, I'm grateful to be in this place right now.
Hey, I swear there's something about a loss there is to gain. Perhaps a lesson. If you do it once, don't do it again. Unless it's destined. Oh, but you'll be fine.
Crooked Cop. That's Beverly from 016. Teenage Kicks by the Undertones from the late 70s, and Steve Lacy with Love Too Fast. And I'm Bill, Thanks for listening to my radio show on Wednesday mornings, today included. And I'll be back next Wednesday morning at 9, maybe earlier. We'll see. Hope you have a great day. Did it stop snowing? No, it's still snowing, but it's supposed to stop snowing. Coming up at 10 is Toasty Time. Toasty Time's a pretty good show. It's definitely above average. Yeah, I like it. Okay, I'm going to leave you with Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. And this one, which is Mercedes Marxist by Idols. Goodbye.